哈利路亚，奉主的圣名，我们继续来看亚伯兰的故事。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the story of Abraham.
亚伯兰他下了埃及。
Abraham went to Egypt.
最后就被遣送回国了。
And he was sent back home.
感谢神，然后神在这里也救了他一命。
Thank God, God spared his life.
那我们在哪里有措施，要从那里重新再起来。
Where person make a mistake, and he had to stand up again.
所以启示录在给七个教会的书信这样告诉我们。
So in the book of Revelation, the seven letters.
So you have
epistle to the seven letters.
So you 要回想啊。
You have to recollect.
回想你是从哪里堕落的。
Where you start to corrupt.
就是第二章哈，第七节第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5
那要想在哪里堕落的。
You have to remember where you have fallen.
从那里再起来。
And then you should stand up quickly.
从那个你在那个事件失败了，要从那个事件再起来。
So you should try to stand up again from the failure.
但是这当中神会帮助了。
Of course, during the entire process, the Lord will help.
那十三章，我们来看《创世纪》十三章。
Let's back to the book of Genesis, chapter 13.
我们的信仰的祖先现在鼻子摸着从埃及走了。
And now, the ancestors of faith, return from the land of Egypt.
并且呢，一切所有的从埃及上到南地去。
And everything he possessed went to the south. With him to the south.
看起来他得了不少。
It seems that he gained a lot.
第二节
verse 2
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多
stated in verse 2 Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold.
那就第三节他就从南地慢慢的往北了，往伯特利去了。
He went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning.
你把他从下埃及的路，然后从埃及再回来的路，你把它对照，其实都是相对的。
If you make a comparison of his journey to Egypt and back home, they are just
about 埃及是底点啊，到底了。
Egypt was the final destination.
埃及再上来是南地。
And going back to the north is the south.
是 Negev.
Yeah,
南地。
South.
Okay, yeah.
It's also Negev. Yeah.
那他也是从南地下去的，现在要从下去之后，要从南地那个从埃及再上到南地。
He's going down to Egypt. Now he's back to Negev.
那从南地呢，现在又上到伯特利，因为他也是从伯特利到南地的。
He was from Bethel to Negev of south. Now he was from south back to Bethel.
他怎么下去，怎么上来
？So he took the same journey down to Egypt and now the same way back.
那他在那里呢，也知道帐篷，然后呢，筑坛，求告神的名。
He erected tent and built altars to sacrifice the Lord.
第五节
，verse five。
那个他同行的这罗德，哇，牛群、羊群、帐篷也有了。
And also the Lord came with him, had flocks and herds and tents.
那个意思就是罗德也结婚了。
And as stated in here, the Lord was also married.
在当时呢，帐篷是属于太太的。
As it during the Old Testament time, tents belong to the spouse, belong to the wife.
因为他牛群羊群，因为他是主内嘛，哈，男主外，女主内。羊群牛群是先生看顾，那帐篷里面就是太太在边打理。
So traditionally, men would take care of the flocks and the herds, and the wife took care of all the domestic works and chores.
所以创世纪二十四章六十七节说，这个以撒结婚的时候，他把那利百加带进他母亲的帐篷。
Stated in Genesis chapter 24 verse 67, after Isaac was married, she brought Rebecca into his mother's tent.
那你说罗德结婚了？
And so it's very obvious that Lot was married.
成家立业。
And he had a family.
第六节。
Verse 6.
但是呢，那地容不下他们。
But the land was not able to support them.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们财务太多了,
不能
同居啊。
They have a lot of belongings and properties, so they couldn't live together.
有时候财产多也让人家不能同居啊。
Wealth sometimes will make people to live together easily. Not be able to make people to live together easily.
如果这样的财富那就是不好了。
So if you have such kind of faith, yet people cannot live together in harmony, and it brings negative impact.
我们看第七节
，verse seven.
其实他们现在所争的是什么
？So what are they striving for?
不能同居。第七节，当时迦南人和比利洗人在那里居住，他们在争的是别人的地啊！你有没有记住？我们在讲亚伯兰的故事，好像亚伯兰很慷慨，对不对？让你选，其实我们想错了，那个地不是亚伯兰的。我们常想说，以为说这都是我们的地啊。亚伯兰说：“啊，你选了、啊，你往东边去就是，我是往西边，你往西边，我东边。”好像亚伯兰很宽宏大量，是不是？不是啦，想错了，那地都是别人的。
Please bear in mind，
对不对？我们很公道，圣经是这样写的。我们想太多了，把亚伯兰想得太好了。
So please bear in mind that all the land stated in the Bible at this time belongs to the other people. They didn't belong to Abraham. So they actually dwelt in other people's property.
圣经明明说当时迦南人和比利洗人住在那地啊。
The Bible said very clearly.
我们只是没看好而已。
The Canaanites and the Perizzites. And the Perizzites dwelt in the land.
好，他们是聚居的。
They just sojourn in this properties in the land.
亚伯兰的牧人跟那个罗德牧人吵啦。
So there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock.
第八节。
Livestock.
亚伯兰就对他罗德说了，我们不可以吵啊。
So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me.
第九节。
Verse 9.
遍地都在你眼前呢。
Is not the whole land before you?
请你离开我。
Please separate from me.
你向左，我就向右，向右，向左。
If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
我们每次都要解释说，哇，亚伯兰那心胸宽广，好像分家的时候随便你拿财产，你拿剩下的给我。
Every time when we read this verse, it seems that Abraham was very generous and led the Lot to make his choice.
不是啦。
Is that so? No.
他是说不要吵。
And the main point here is let us have no strife.
等一下我们要看一下就晓得，他最主要的观点是不要吵，要和啊，什么都可以。
His main concern is there should be no strife between he and Lot.
如果能够相和睦相处，也不要你也不要走了，一起也可以了。反正我们住在这里，地也不是你的，也不是我的。
So if we can
是别人的、啊，我们是聚居的、啊。
So if we can live in greater harmony, you know how nice it will be. Still, the land didn't belong to us.
好了，那我们再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
那个罗德就举目看这个约旦河的平原呢、啊，直到说了。
And Lord lift up.Lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
都是滋润的地啊。
And it was well watered everywhere.
那地在神还没有灭所多玛、俄摩拉以先呢，如同神的园子，也像埃及地。
Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt.
那第十一节
，verse 11，
这个罗德就选了约旦河这个全平原往东移了。
Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east.
他们就分离了。
And they separated from each other.
我们看第十二节
，verse 12，
亚伯兰住在迦南地。
Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan.
圣经要告诉我们这句话。
That's what the Bible tried to tell us.
刚刚他不是说你往东我就往西吗？你往西我就往东，意思说你往东我就往西。其实他走了，他有没有走？没有啊。他往东，他有没有往西？没有。
Did Abraham move to the west as he just told Lot? He did not.
他现在要住在那里，住在迦南地，这个很重要的信息。
This is a very important message.Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan.
他有没有选择？
Did he have a choice?
在这个事情上，他没有选择。
In this case, in this incident, Abraham had no choice.
但是他已经选择了。
Yet he had made he had a choice.
他选择什么？他选择住在迦南地，他是没有选择的选择。他无论怎么样，他就不离开迦南地就是了啦。
This is a choice.
他是这样子的。
So this is a choice of no choice, and he dwelt in the land of Canaan.
他是选择那个不可变的那个选择，住在迦南地，因为他现在怎么样，到埃及去怎么，他已经学会了。
So he chose an unchangeable choice. He dwelt in the land of Canaan since he learned the lesson whilst in the land of Egypt.
那我们看罗德。
Let's study the more details about Lot.
罗德他住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷。
And Lot
所多玛
dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
这个罗德他是举目观看的哦。我们看第十节哈，罗德举目观看。
As stated in verse 10, Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
他是经过考察之后而做的选择。
He made a survey and investigation before he made the decision.
这个错了吗？
Did he make a mistake?
这个没有错。
No.There was no mistake.
我们无论做什么也是要观看的。
No matter what we do, we really have to try to look very carefully.
也要举目观看哦。
We have to lift up our eyes.
做各样都是一样的。
When you do any kind of works, it's the same attitude you have.
你看我们在买会堂一样，对不对？你说靠信心，他如果要卖145万，你就说好，拼信心，反正就买了，怎么样？浪费钱呢？是不是还是要怎么样看看这个市价怎么样啊？杀价是不是也是一样？跟我们做的行为跟外邦人一样不一样？完全一样。
Even when looking for
有不一样吗？杀价有不一样？有外邦人杀价跟主内的杀价有不一样啊？我这个我没有听过的道理。
Even looking for a chapel, did we just pay for the full price without bargaining? Absolutely not. We still bargain for the price. There's no difference between the believer and the non-believer when bargaining, you know, for a price. Still the same attitude.
但是我们怎么看这个那个罗德？他要移就移啊，因为他去的地方是好地方，对不对？好像伊甸园呢。
So the
神的原则是伊甸园啊。
So the Lord took a very nice piece of land. Stated in the Bible, we just read verse 10, like the garden of the Lord. So it's like the garden of Eden.
他为什么这里记得他渐渐那个什么，渐渐那个挪移他的那个帐篷？渐渐的，比如说一步一步，哎，想想，再一步再一步，心里有踌躇，对不对？那里好的话怎么样？专机就去了，你还等？还请牛车来一班呢、啊。
But Lot gradually moved to Sodom.
在十二十三章这边所讲的是什么？不是说那个亚伯兰心胸大，那个他的选好的不是，而是你要在哪里的问题，选择的选择所在地的问题啊。
It's not Abraham has was so good-hearted, it was so generous to let Lot make his choice. The importance is here that Abraham decided where he was going to dwell.
他最后移到了所多玛。
Finally, the Lot moved, pitched his tent.
直到所多玛。
Lot pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
所多玛是他最后的目标，他。移到那里去了。
Sodom was his final destination.
但是他慢慢移啊。
But he moved his tent.
每一步对他来讲都是心里有踌躇，有好像不能走的下一步。
To every step he made, Lot hesitate and had a struggle in his mind.
十三节。
Verse 13.
所多玛怎么样呢？
How about the city of Sodom?
所多玛人在神的面前恶大罪极啊，罪大恶极啊。
But the man of Sodom was exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
我们看这整段哈，它是有两个图面，两个那 pictures.
Let's study this passage very carefully. There are two scenarios, two pictures.
你看第十节，他是说那个地呢滋润。
And first of all, it said that in verse 10, the land was well watered.
然后呢，像那个神的园子。
Like the garden of the Lord.
这是好的。
And this is indeed a good property.
这个地方应该去。
And you should go to that place.
但是呢，这个地方不只是这样子，它还像埃及。
But the peace, but this property is also like the land of Egypt.
那像埃及，接下来就是第十三节，这是什么？
Verse 13,
罪大恶极呀。
And the people were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
为什么罗德会这么踌躇，慢慢的这样搬？
Why a Lot, was so hesitate when moving to the city of Sodom?
因为他从出乌尔的时候，他已经知道他们要去迦南地应许地，他晓得。这个目标啊、
When he departed from Ur, he knew that he was going to the promised land, Canaan.
到哈兰，他祖父死在那里，他都经历过。
He also experienced the death of his grandfather.
再一次的神在召亚伯兰说，他也应该也知道要带出去，要往让迦南地，他都知道，所以他很知道。他们的目的是什么？
When the Lord called Abraham the second time, he knew very clearly that where he should go.
但是现在财产多了。
And now, he is extremely wealthy.
住不下去了。
There's no space for them to live together.
你看，再一次他所遇到的跟亚伯兰上次遇到的一样。亚伯兰是那时候是饥荒下埃及，对不对？他现在怎么样？富足，怎么样？
His experience was his situation was very similar to the Abraham during the time when there was a famine. They moved to Egypt. Now, because he was exceedingly rich, he was so rich that he moved to Sodom.
其实他心也知道不应该去所多玛的。
He knew that he shouldn't move to the city of Sodom.
他也知道说迦南地才是应许之地啊。
He also knew that.Canaan was the promised land.
但是他现在富足了。
But now he was rich.
当时的索多玛是城市啊，大城市。
Sodom was a big city.
他进到文明里面去。
So he moved to the city of civilization.
他进到。
He moved to such a civilized city.
进到更富足。但是这个富足是物质的。
But this richness is physical.
那我们看到亚伯兰是怎么住在迦南地。
But Abraham
他不动的。
Still dwell in the land of Canaan.
好，我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
这罗德离别亚伯兰之后呢，那个神就对亚伯兰说了。
And the Lord said to Abraham after Lot had separated from him.
看起来呢，当亚伯兰在搬家的时候，亚伯兰要去到更文明、更富足那个城市的时候，这个路程呢，亚伯兰都不动心了。
When Abraham was moved to a more civilized city, his heart was not touched.
他还是一直住在那个应许地。
Oh, he still lived in the promised land.
他不动。
He didn't move.
但是神自己来告诉他。
But God told him personally.
接下来我们这个我们也常常听的道理了。
This is the a very popular verse.
神对他说。
God said to Abraham.
从你所在的地方。
Leave your,
你举目向东西南北观看。
Okay, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are.
你
northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
看是跟罗德一样的看，同样的字啊，同样看。
It's the same a wording used. Lift up your eyes and look from the place.
但是不一样的是在哪里
？But what is the major difference?
神跟他说，从你所在的地方，你站在哪里啊？
But Lord told him, but God told him to look from the place where he stood.
他站在哪里？
Where did he stand?
站在迦南地。
And he was in the land of Canaan.
同样的看，不一样的出发点，不一样的立场。
But from a different, very different positions.
这是我们跟外邦人所不一样的地方。
This is the difference between we as believers and the Gentiles.
我们可以开公司，也可以做老板，但是你的看。的价值观是跟别人不一样的。
You can be a chairman or CEO of a company, you can be a founder of a company, but your point of view towards life is different from the non-believers.
你做生意手段、做生意的一切的那个行为跟别人是一样的，但是你的立场不一样。你是神的子民，身份是不一样的。
As a businessman, your conduct of behavior should be very different from the non-believers.
所以从你所在地方，这很重要。
Therefore, the key word is here: lift up your eye, lift your eyes now, and from look from the place where you are.
如果他的立足点失掉了
，if he lost his standing point,
他跟罗德是一样的，一样看的。
And Abraham was no different from Lot.
同样看。
They all lift up their eyes.
不同的是一个从神的观点来看，从应许地来看，从神的应许来看。
But the major difference is Abraham lift up his eyes from the point of God.
那罗德呢也在看。
Oh, Lot was also lift up his eyes.
他是以自己的私欲来看。
He was used
自己的利益来看。
It was based on his own benefit.
他只是把神的应许当成装饰啊，但是也是这个神的应许对他来讲，后来造成什么？造成他的那个重担。
But the promise of the Lord to him is more like just a cosmetic and had become his burden.
罗德，如果我们继续看他这个人的故事
，If we continue to study the life of Lot,
他是跟班的。
He was just like a follower.
跟着亚伯拉罕呐。
Yeah,
我们不能说他拖油瓶，那是跟班的，
he was just,
跟出来的。
He was just simply a follower of Abraham.
他道理也懂，不是道理不懂。
He knew the teachings.
如果他道理不懂的话，他不会搬去那个索多玛，不会那么慢的。
If he didn't know the truth of the teaching of God, and he would not hesitate when moving to Sodom step by step.
但是他没有经过拔根的那个阶段。
But he didn't go through the stage of have the root uplifted.
所以他常常造成那内心的冲突啊。
So always there is a struggle in his mind.
所以
a contradiction in his mind.
他一生是一个被信仰。说真的，他是被信仰跟现实压死的一个人。
There was always a struggle between his faith and reality.
我们先把他这个故事把它讲完了哈。
Yes.
你看他一搬到索多玛去。
After he moved to the city of Sodom,
那个地方就打仗了。
And there was war in the city.
偏偏他所去的那个城又输了。
And the city also lost in the battle.
一输他被抓了。
And after they lost in the battle, he was in captivity.
幸好亚伯拉罕还有良心把他救回来。
Fortunately, his uncle had a very good conscience and saved him from the hands of the enemies.
我现在用迦南地是把它当成教会，不是把它当成天国了。
And,
我们在讲亚伯拉罕故事的。
When I was telling the story of Abraham, the land of Canaan also symbolizes the church, not the heavenly kingdom.
当亚伯拉罕就比较就教会里面比较有良心的人，就赶快拯救一些边缘分子嘛，赶快怎么拖回来。
So Abraham tried to save the lost sheep.
那亚伯拉罕被救了之后，他那个罗德被救了之后，他的地位升高呢。
After Lot was saved and his position, his status was promoted.
我们可以看十九章。
Was uplifted.
啊，十九章。
Let's refer to chapter 19.
我们先把他的故事把它先讲。
Let's complete the story of Lot. Chapter 19.
他多有爱心啊，他不是没有爱心的。
He has love.
他也有信仰，不是没有信仰。
He also has faith.
他只是被现实怎么样？所拖累啊，我们上午有讲，就是他是人，他是在江湖啊，一直在江湖啊，实在是身不由己的一个人。但他有心呢、啊。我们在讲说我身在江湖，心不由己，讲这样的话的信徒都什么样？很有心的人。
And those who always give the excuse that, oh, I couldn't help it. It was just the environment or the situation. They all have faith. They all knew the teachings.
好，我们看十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
这时候他正在哪里？他在索多玛。
He was,
罗德正坐在索多玛城门口。
Lot was sitting at the gate of the city. In the gate of Sodom.
这个是很不得了的一句话，对他来讲很大的成就。
It's a very important passage here. It was his success.
城门口代表当时很有地位的人做的，长老啦，有时候国王坐朝，没时间。如果你可以看那个《列王纪上》二十二章，国王也是坐在城门口而已啊。
And only those who are in the very high-ranking status will stay in the gate of Sodom.
因为当时城，你一进城门有个广场，那里是女孩子穿漂亮衣服去那边兜一圈给人家看的啦，或是要就是要演讲啊，就是公众最出色的地方了、啊。
So once, just immediately after enter the city, that was an open yard for the public.
那他是坐在城门口，坐着，他不是在那边逛街，坐在城门口。你从圣经这句话把它看一看，像路德记啊，他要决定说这个土地要给谁，也是到城门口那长老那里，是一定长老或者长老以上人才可以坐在那里的。
So only the elders and above are allowed to sit in the gate of the city.
这个罗德好不容易也在城门口争了一个位置啊。
So Lot also had the position in the gate of Sodom.
我在想了哈，不是他厉害啊，我可能是他的那个伯伯或是他叔叔哈，就是要不然救了他一命，他就怎么样把他撑起来了。
Perhaps his uncle, due to his uncle, after Lot was saved and he was promoted.
其实当地的人对他是看不起啊。Actually,
he was despised by the native.
我们看第九节就知道，地位高，但是呢，在人家的眼里是什么？身份贱。Although
he has a very high position, yet in the eyes of the native, he was despised.
众人就说了，退去吧。又说，你这个人来寄居，还想要做官呐？ 这是讲谁？讲罗德。
And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came into surgeon, and he keeps acting as a judge."
那我们再看，现在我们要害你比他们更甚。
Now we will deal worse with you than with them.
所以这些人对实在是对这个罗德不客气的了。
So the local sodomites despised a lot and didn't treat him well.
罗德一直要跟他们靠近，但是人家根本就不理你啊。
Lot tried to make friends with them, yet he was refused.
我们再接下来看他信仰有啊，你看天使硬硬跟他传警告。
And he had faith, and the angel tried to warn him.
我们看第十九章第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
天使就问说，你还有没有什么人啊？
Then the man said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here?"
他说，无论是女婿啦、女儿啦，全部要叫出去了，一切所有人都要从这个地方带出去。
Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place.
十三节啊。13.
因为这个地方的那个罪恶很大。 For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great.
我们看十四节。14. 罗德遵命哦。
So the Lord took the word.
他就出去了。
He went out.
他告诉娶他的女儿的女婿咯。He
spoke to his son-in-law, sons-in-law.
对他们说了。
I said.
说你们起来离开这地方。
Get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city.
天使跟他讲的话，他完全宣达了。
He accepted, he believed in every word the angels told him and tried to proclaim to the others.
但接下来我们看怎么样，他自己嘴巴在讲哦，赶快走走走，这个要灭亡了，但是他自己怎么样，自己不走啊。
He told the other people to leave, yet he still stayed back.
他为什么不走？
Why?
他不相信吗？
Didn't he believe?
他相信。
Of course, he believed.
但是走不了。
And he was reluctant to leave.
拜托他一生，从自从他跟他那个叔叔下埃及上来这些东西，全一生这样辛辛苦苦拼，那个帐篷一直搬到所多玛，所有一生的成就都在这里，走得了啊。他相信，但是走不了。
He believed in the words of the Lord, yet his entire livelihood was in the city of Sodom.
他到最后怎么出去的？
And how did he depart from the city of Sodom?
是神太怜悯他了。
God has mercy.
你看十六节，罗德跟死也不走。 罗德跟死也不走。
And he refused to leave.
但神实在是这两个天使实在是，神一定要叫他走，就说这两个迟延不走，两人就是因为神连续罗德就拉着他们的手，这天使也不管了，没有什么礼貌了，哎呀，走。
So while Lot lingered, the two angels took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of two daughters. The Lord be merciful to him.
他是活生生被拖出来的。
They just like dragging out. of the city of Sodom.
接下来我们再看他内心总是一直要想回去。
Still, his mind was so contradictory. He still wanted to return to the city of Sodom.
他不是不知道信，他知道的比别人多。
He had the faith. He believed in the Lord.
他还去传警告啊。
He also spread the words of warning.
只是实在是现实对他来讲让他走不开
because what he possessed became a stump tried to hinder him to stop him to leave
最后他得到什么
what did he gain
没有啊
He was penniless. He was broke.
他太太回头一看，变成岩柱了。
When his wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt,
成为永远的警戒界。
It became a permanent warning.
结果他剩下来的是什么
？And what did he gain?
跟他女儿奸淫，剩下的就是淫乱的后代。
And he committed fornication with his daughters, and that resulted descendants due to fornication.
他刚开始出来的时候也是很高兴的嘛，不是吗？
He was very joyous when leaving his homeland.
如果到哈兰的时候，他说我不走了，这个他如果有些人说我不信就不信了，下地就下地，那有时候。我们不说好了哈，也是干脆。
Some people make a very just.
以后他就知道不是那么好玩的了哈。
Some people may just make a very simple decision that, well, I don't care to be perished in the hell. I just want to keep everything I have.
常常在这迦南地出问题的是什么？又要来，又要不来，又要来，又不来，这出问题了。
A lot of times people just couldn't make up their mind.
神要求我们的。爱神要什么？尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力。
We have loved the Lord wholeheartedly.
只是
we only one mind.
爱神不够。
It's not enough to simply loving God.
爱神跟爱人是不一样的，那个本质的。
To love God and to love man are two different things.
本质一样，但是那个出力是不一样的方式的。
The intention is the same.But that's different.
The quality 应该是一样的。
The quality is the same, but different approach.
The essence 一样了哈。
Yeah, the essence is the same.
懂是爱嘛，对。
Yeah. So they still with the same initiative.
爱神是尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力。
We have to love God wholeheartedly with all our strength.
但是你爱人是不是尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力去爱啊？没有啊。
But do you love?
爱人不用尽，跟你一样就好。
You don't really have.
圣经话是这样说的。
You don't have to love the others wholeheartedly.
对不对？耶稣说你要尽心、尽心、尽意爱你的爱主你的神。那其次呢？第二个哈，爱你的人如己，跟你一样就好了，不用尽了。
Just,
你尽的话，那个神怎么办？
就是 have to love.
一人不能尽两次啊。
That you just love the others just like loving yourself.
这。爱是一样的，本质是一样
the essence is the same.
但是那种方式是，就是那个劲的那个力量力度是不一样的。
But the two different ways, two different degrees.
亚伯兰现在开始，你看对他对土地的那种概念已经不一样了。
So Abraham has a different attitude towards the land.
这个罗德太晓得有神了、哦。
Of course, Lot believed in God.
太晓得有应许地啊。
He also knew about the promised land.
但是他对神不能敬。
But he couldn't submit to the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以到最后跑不完了。
And at the end, he couldn't. He even hesitated to leave the city of Sodom.
现在他被踢出局了嘛。
Now he got kicked out.
这没办法，这是他是说实在，他是被两个。他晓得有应许神的全能神的荣耀但是现实又拉着他但这个现实力量是他自己造成的啦说最后他怎么样被两个压死了
hey,
你看我们在宝天国路也很多人这样被压死的不是吗
So Lot was crushed to death and he caused all these problems for himself to suffer
所以对神要敬
So we have to love the Lord wholeheartedly with one mind.
保罗也讲嘛，人家说他怎么对神是什么癫狂啊？主耶稣也一样啊。
So it seems like Paul was so crazy, in following the Lord.
但是对人要谨守。
But to man, we have to watch our footsteps.
不要倒过来啊。
And do not do on the other way around.
对神很谨守，就是奉献的谨守。聚会那个做圣工的谨守，就是，考虑，二举一下是不是？然后对人呢就要怎么样？癫狂了、啊，我才不管，反正我活的就是管他什么的，相反。
Oh, so when the person, so we should have the attitude that when serving the Lord, we are try to keep everything to the minimum, and when to the other people, to men, we only concern about our benefits.
这是保罗讲的，错，他是对神，这个在哥林多后书五章第十三节了。哥林多后书五章十三。
Second Corinthians.
我们念一下哈，第五章。五章十三节
Chapter 5 verse 13 The second epistle to the Corinthians Chapter 5 verse 13第五章
五章十三节
对 For you this answer is for God、嗯、对
五章十四哥林多后书啊
后书第五章
不是吗
五章十三节
是、啊、
For if we are beside ourselves is for God
我们若是我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们了、
啊。是第六，是第六，是第六。
第五章吗？十三节吗？
对呀、啊。后听到后书五章十三节。If we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
是啊 ，beside ourselves.
Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
是不一样的。对人要什么上脉的要谨守一点啊
yeah, so we have sound mind
要客气点我们常常是对人不客气、啊、为什么我还客气我老大嘛我天不怕地不怕、嗯、
Sometimes we are kind of
现在社会是这样子很多人是这样子
There are a lot of people in this kind of attitude、
嗯、以我为主嘛这个我还管谁呢
But they are so egoistic They are so self-centered
其实应该相反的对人要谨守
so we should do the other way around we should so we have a sound mind
那对神就要敬啊你敬的话就是全身全意的全力的
and if we are beside ourselves it is for God
所以跟着亚伯兰出来的两个人都出局了
and the two followers of Abraham were actually no longer on his side
第一个是他爸爸
his father
嗯、看起来好像带领的信那个整个的队伍在走
It seems that he was the team leader、
嗯、但是没有办法到了哈兰被财务人口就陷在那里了、走不了
His father was like falling in a trap of wealth in Haran
这个罗德他虽然走到了迦南地
Although Lot went to the land of Canaan
但是他还是一步一步的离开
Yet he departed fromthe land of Canaan.
他被世上的现实的利益所吸引去了。
And he was seduced by the wealth.
他永远走不回来。
And he never returned back.
来，我们再来看第十三章。
Let's continue to read chapter 13.
我们继续来看亚伯拉罕。
Let's study about Abraham.
信仰路是你在走的，别人出局，你也不用难过啊。当然替他难过一下是要了哈，但是你也不要因为就说啊信不下去了啊，神怎么会这样子？亚伯兰就会说，神啊，不是应许地迦南地吗？我爸爸怎么死在那里？我这个侄儿跟我一起出来，怎么他也出局了？哎呦，想那么多。
It is your faith, it is your belief towards eternity. So even other people are no longer on the same track with you. You shouldn't be discouraged.
罗德走了
，And Lot departed.
神才跟他说：“你要看，并且东西南北观看，要比他看的更多。
”And the Lord asked him, to lift up his eyes and look from the place where he stands.
第十五节
，15.
凡你所看见一切地，我都要赐给你跟你的后代，直到永远。
For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
第十六节
16.
你的后代要好像地上的尘沙那样多，能够数算地上尘沙，才能够数算你的后裔。
And I will make you descendant as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered.
我们常在讲，这是亚伯兰的从神得到了两项祝福。
We always mention about the two important blessings Abraham received from the Lord.
祝福要有内容啊。
A blessing must have its own content.
第一个就是土地。
Land.
第二个就是子孙。
Secondly, the descendants.
所以以后你看，以后一代祝福过一代都是以这两个为主，子孙土地。
So the blessings from generation to generation are based on these two important items: land and descendants.
神跟他说，这地你看到的都要给你。
So God told Abraham to lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
你子孙也很多。
And you will have plenty of descendants.
第十七节。
17.
神说：“你起来吧，纵横走遍这地。”
Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width.
给你了，但是你也要起来跑啊。
For I give to you, and he has to start to walk.
但是他跑的范围是不是无限呢？
The Abraham walked through a unlimited.
那个时候他如果跑到美国来了怎么办？
What happened if he came to America?
不会了。
No,
为什么？
Never.
因为他是所在之地啊，有个范围啊，还不要忘记啊。
Remember that.
他从所在之地看。
It's from the place where he was.
你看完还是要跑的。
And after you lift up your eyes and saw.You still have to walk.
我们常在用这个来讲，就是宣道了哈。
We always use this verse to further discuss about evangelism.
哦，我们要看哦，看哪里有慕道者，哪里有鱼，对不对
？We have to see where we can find the true seekers. Where we are going to look for fish.
然后我们要起来。
We have to stand up.
然后要走遍，要去找啊。
We have to all rise and walk.And looking for true seekers.
但是一项很重要的，从你所在之地。
But that's one important thing you should bear in mind is from the place where you are.
你在哪里
？Where are you right now?
你在迦南地。
You are in the land of Canaan.
你在真耶稣教会。
You are in the True Jesus Church.、嗯、
如果你不是在真耶稣教会里面。
If you don't belong to the True Jesus Church,
你可以看，你可以去传。
You can lift up our eyes and see. You can preach.
但是那个不是应许的。
That is not the promise.、
嗯、你的立足点在哪里
？Where is your standing point?
这重要。
And this is the very essential point.
这是最基础的。
This is the fundamental.
好，我们看十八节。
Let's continue to read verse 18.
那亚伯兰就搬了那个，就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦。
Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees.
你看他又更进一步，他回到哪里呢？回到你这个，你可以看那个第十二章的第五节、第六节那里。
十二章。
嘿。
Oh, let's refer to chapter 12, verse 5 and 6.
嘿，他还是在那个什么世界那个摩利橡树那里。他现在回到那里，最原点、最原点的最原点。
He returned to the starting point.
嗯。那在那里居住，然后呢，在那里为神筑了一座坛。
And he dwelt in that place, and built an altar there to the Lord.
这个到这个时候，土地的事件到此告一段落。
And this is the end, of land issue.
因为神应许他这两样事情。
God gave him these two promises.
但是神也对他这两样事情考验。
And God also gave him a test.
这时候他已经
two items.
他已经学会了。
Now he learned.
他学会不离开应许地。
Now he learned not to depart from the land, from the promised land.
十四章开始就是十四章是一个考试。
Chapter 14 is an examination.
考看土地对这个土地的这个观念有没有正确。
Whether he has a correct concept towards the land.
那第十五章开始是子孙的一个有关子孙的事情。
Chapter 15 deals with the descendants.
那这个子孙就更难了。
It's even more difficult.
我们看二十二章。
Let's read chapter 22.
二十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
从十五章一直走到二十二章，这里说这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And it went through all these processes. Now in chapter 22, verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested.Abraham，
从你看他要准备，从十五章一直准备到二十一章才能够去考试啊。二十二章一考也考过了，所以他这两样的 license 都拿到，土地的那个什么 license， 还有什么子孙，所以他是真正经过大考的。
He went through this all these preparatory stages, and he passed this two examinations and two diplomas.
他二十二章考试，第二个考试考过了。
And he passed a second examination that stated in chapter 22.
小学不是一首歌吗？功课完毕要回家，老师朋友再见吧。
That was the children's song in the grade schools. Is that when the class are over and they greet each other, they greet each other and go home.
二十三章太太死了。
Chapter 23, his wife died.
二十四章给小孩起个太太。
And chapter 24, he looked for a wife.
二十五章他自己也死了。
Chapter 25, he died.
你看，从二十二章之后，就好像在收拾书包了。
And from chapter 22, it seems that he tried to wrap up.